Welcome to the Wiser Than Before podcast, where each episode will get a little wiser. I'm your host, Josh Dodds. On this episode of Wiser Than Before, we're talking about three ways of breathing for instant relaxation. I like this topic for a couple reasons. Number one, who doesn't want an automatic way to drop into relaxation whenever you want? And number two, it has massive health benefits, specifically because your breath is an access point to your nervous system, specifically your autonomic nervous system, which is the part of your nervous system that's not under your conscious control. Things like digestion or pumping your blood through your circulatory system. You don't have to think about these things. You don't make any effort to do it. Your body just does it automatically. And there's two branches to this autonomic nervous system. One is responsible for your fight or flight response. The other is responsible for your rest and digest response. Now, each of these responses is useful at different times. Fight or flight is beneficial when you're in an emergency situation or a situation where you need a large amount of energy or emotional expression, things like that. But you don't want to live in it all the time, because if you do, you're never in the rest, digest, repair state, which is when your body does all these underlying foundational functions. And in our modern world, a lot of people are living in the fight or flight response way more than our bodies are meant to. And I was like this too. One of the reasons this topic's a little near and dear to my heart is because one of the things that contributed to my health problems in my mid-30s, it felt like a pretty early age, was nervous system issues. And I see this coming up again and again. It's coming up with clients. It comes up with my colleagues. Just had a guest on the podcast last week, Sarah Hook, who's a health coach and went on quite a health journey of her own. And after all these supplements and advanced technologies, she is really an expert now in nervous system regulation and support, because she sees that with her clients and with herself, that until that piece was in place, none of the other supplements, none of the fancy machines worked or had brought it, her health back to full resolution. I also have an upcoming episode where I talk with a longevity doctor, Dr. Jeff Drobot, and the nervous system is one of four systems in the body he checks with every client. And he said he's seen more and more people come in with a dysregulated nervous system where they're just redlined in this fight or flight state. And one of the big things he does with people is help bring them out of that state. He uses a lot of fancy tech and equipment, works fast, but there's a price to it. Breath is on the other side of things. There's no cost. It might be a little slower, but it's free. And you always have it with you at all times. You don't have to travel to some clinic to use it. You don't have to remember it when you leave home. It is always with you. So it's a really powerful way and easy way that anyone can access. I won't say easy, but a common way. We all can access it to work with our nervous systems. I really think this is going to be one of the biggest areas in health the next 10 years, especially I believe that even further after talking to Dr. Drobot, because our modern world just pushes that nervous system into these redline states. All the tech, all the stimulation that we have, it's very stimulating to the body. If you compare that to being out in nature, which is where human beings lived for most of our lives, it is night and day different. Nature is so calm, more quiet and peaceful than our action movies or TV shows or scrolling rapidly through social media. And so this isn't going away. This is just going to increase. On top of that, there's other stressors in our modern lives, which I cover more in other episodes. But the point is, it all adds up to place a burden on the nervous system. So people's nervous systems are being pushed more than ever before. And while it might make sense when you hear it, here's the trick with this. The autonomic nervous system, what did I say at the beginning? It happens automatically. So that means most of the time we're not consciously aware of it. So I've seen in people, and for sure with me, I went through this, where my nervous system got more and more out of balance, more and more into the fight or flight state, more stressed, and I wasn't fully aware of it. All I noticed from time to time was, I feel a little more stressed. I feel like I need a vacation, even though I just had one last month. I'm more irritable. These little signs, but I didn't connect them to anything. I certainly didn't step back and say, oh, my autonomic nervous system must be getting more stressed out. And if I don't change this, I could end up with major health problems, tons of fatigue, stuck in bed every day, lots of body pains, brain fog, all these things that eventually happened and caught me off guard. What I learned, and now looking back can see, one of the big pieces of that was the stress on the nervous system. So I love these breath practices because they can help you enter into and almost talk with that part of your nervous system to bring it down into a calmer state. We can unwind some of the stimulation from the technology, the shows, and just our busy lives. And that's what the longevity doctor, Dr. Drobot, does in his clinic. And again, he has more advanced machinery. And honestly, I think that stuff will become more and more common just because people will need it to function and keep a decent level of health. But if we look at the breath and make use of that, people have a tool right now they can use every day. So I'm going to go through three ways. These are not the only three. They're not the best three. They're just three. Breathwork's a pretty deep topic. You can really go deep into it if you want. I might cover it more deeply in future episodes because it's very interesting and powerful for the reasons I mentioned. I'm just going to cover three to give you a sample and some stuff to try out. You could see if it works for you at all. The first way is called a double inhale, long exhale. And what you do is simply inhale. And then when you get to the end of your inhale, your in breath, instead of breathing out right away, you take another short breath to inhale even a little bit more oxygen. Then you do a nice long exhale to relax and release it all. This is also called a cyclical sigh or a physiological sigh. It was popularized recently by Andrew Huberman on his podcast. But when he does the demonstration, especially if you see the video, I'm not a huge fan of it because his whole body gets really tight, especially when he does that second inhale. And the whole point of all of this, in my opinion, is to start to connect your breath with the autonomic nervous system and then bring that autonomic nervous system down into more calmness. So if I tighten my whole body and muscle through the breath, that's not really going to happen. I found a yoga teacher on YouTube. She does a nice, like soft, gentle version of this. Might be a little too slow for some people, but her name is Allie Boothroyd. I'll put links to both her and the Huberman Show in the show notes. So I'll do my own demo of it right now. You can listen along or even follow along if you'd like. I'm going to do an inhale, followed by another inhale, followed by an exhale. I'll do a couple of reps of it. And even as I'm doing it, I can feel my body start to relax. There's really no choice. It's taking me from whatever state I was in, and I'm now being guided by my breath. And especially that exhale feels pretty good. The second way I have for you is called box breathing. I actually learned about this way from an aunt of mine who travels, does a lot of work in refugee camps. So she's flying to different time zones all over the world and sometimes staying in places that aren't the most comfortable. So when she has trouble sleeping, this is her go-to. And she loves it. She talked about it all the time. So after she mentioned it enough times, I tried it out, and it's another straightforward technique that's pretty simple to use. The way it works is that the box represents an inhale, hold, exhale, hold. And you do each one of those for the same amount of time. A popular one is 4 seconds. So it's a 4 second inhale, a 4 second hold, 4 second exhale, and a 4 second hold. And then you can repeat it. If you're doing the 4 second one, doing that 4 times, so 4 inhales, and then going all the way around the box, will be about a minute. That's a good starting point. Some people get into it and do it longer, but if you just do 4, that'll be a minute of box breathing, and you'll start to see changes. So I'll do a quick demo of this one. I'm going to start inhaling for 4. Now I'm going to hold I'm going to exhale for four. I'm going to hold for four. One more time. I'm going to inhale for four. Hold for four. Exhale for four. Hold for four. Now, I'm not sure if my counting was a little too fast or if that was actually 4 seconds, but you get the idea. And one pro tip is on the inhale, especially at the beginning, make sure you do a full exhale first. When I started there, I don't think I fully exhaled, and it's tough. I got to like 2 or 3 seconds and was having to suck some more air. But then once I got into it, same thing as the first one, definitely started calming down. Even though I'm on camera, I'm making this video, I'm trying to cohesively put together these tips, my whole body relaxed. I think that's a good test. If it's working here for me, I'm sure it's going to work other places too. Now, the last way I have for you is called resonance breathing. This one is really cool, and I really want to dive deeper on this one in the future. The way it works is that everyone has their own unique resonance breath rate, and it's somewhere between 3 and 7 breaths per minute. So it's definitely a slowed breathing rate. I think I read somewhere that most commonly people are around the 6 breath mark, which is nice for math purposes. If you just simply do a 5 second inhale, 5 second exhale, that would work out to 6 breaths per minute. Now, your resonance breath rate is whatever rate maximizes your HRV, heart rate variability, and it has a regulating effect. The heart rate, blood pressure, and respiration all get in sync. When this happens, the vagus nerve is activated. The vagus nerve regulates a lot of our internal organ function. Again, the things in the autonomic nervous system that happen automatically without our conscious control. So when you hit this specific breath rate, it's like a harmony across your body and all these different physiological processes. And they, boom, they just hit this tune and they all start working to a maximum level. There's some devices on the market, some wearables and things like that, that help you find this exactly and more precisely. And they'll measure your HRV as you breathe and triangulate it. But for simple purposes of today, I'm just going to do a 5 second in and a 5 second out. This really doesn't need a demonstration. It's more exciting, the idea of finding that exact resonant rate for you, because it's unique across different people. But just for demo purposes, I'm going to go 5 in and 5 out. And 5 in and 5 out. God, once again, I'm just getting relaxed and calming down, even in front of the camera. All these different practices, they're very cool. The resonance idea, I love. I'm not even sure if I'm hitting my exact resonant rate. I do know it feels good, but I'm not measuring it. But the idea is really, really cool. And there's new science and studies behind this, and it's being looked into much further, because it's a very powerful thing having these benefits on the circulatory system, the respiratory system, and that vagus nerve. It innervates so many important organs and functions in our body. And that's why these things can add up to be a massive health benefit for very low cost, for something we can all access with our breaths. Hope you found this episode helpful. If you use any of these practices and they work for you, please let me know. I'll see you next week for more episodes. Stay wise. Hey there. I hope you enjoyed this episode and that you feel you're walking away wiser than before. I want to bring you even better episodes in the future. One way you can make sure that happens is by rating this podcast. The more of you who rate this podcast positively, the better guests I can bring you. Since you and I both know you're not going to do this later, I'll walk you through the 10-second process right now. All you have to do is follow along. Take out your phone and unlock it. Open up Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or whatever app you listen on, and search for Wiser Than Before Podcast and click on the show. In Apple Podcasts, you have to scroll down towards the bottom, past the most recent episodes. When you get to the ratings and reviews section, click on the blank stars to rate. In Spotify, beneath the logo and name of the show, you'll see three horizontal dots. They're just to the right of the bell and settings icons. Click those three dots, and the second option is to rate the show. Hit the blank stars and fill them in. All done. You can cross that off your to-do list and start looking forward to even better episodes in the future. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week, even wiser than before.